Well, it's an information pillar for the community. It keeps them informed by who the people are, the community safety team is. If you go around the other side, Martin, we're facing this side. But if you go around, I think there's photographs of all the people involved in this community. So they can go around, they can have a look, they can see the work that they do. It's also got where they can go for help. So if you've got a youngster that's maybe got a drink problem or a drugs problem, you should be able to access that information from that pillar.
It's a sort of a posh notice board, isn't it?
Well, it's more than posh, isn't it? I mean, oh, God, it's fantastic. I like it. I'd have that in my garden, you know.
And this is a first for Northamptonshire.
Well, like Corby always is, and I try to tell you, we are always first for Northamptonshire. And I'm pleased to see some of the others are gradually trying to catch up. Take them 10 years or so, but they'll get there in the end.
Pat Fawcett, leader of Corby Borough Council, thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin.
Chief Inspector Gary Williams, a lot of information for the community in Oakley Vale, and a lot of it is geared up for the Eastern Europeans that live in the area.
That's correct, but it's not solely for that community. What we've done in this particular location is we've recognised that the diversity of the community on Oakley Vale, and we've taken deliberate steps to make sure that some of the messages that are on this information pillar are translated into some of the languages that are communities that are prevalent on Oakley Vale, particularly the Polish community, where we think there's something like 1,500 Polish people living on this particular estate.
So in front of us we've got a big poster here saying how much will your next round cost you? And that's about drink, isn't it?
That's correct. It's about drinking responsibly, drinking safe, thinking safe and staying safe, and asking the community to recognise the potential dangers of reckless drinking and unsafe drinking.
And if we move around the pillar on the other side, there are photographs of the neighbourhood wardens and PCSOs and so on.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if you're just looking at the poster, beautiful pictures not on there. But now what we've done here is we've listed all the what I would class as almost like the foot soldiers, rather than pictures there of the senior management in the structure within our safe community teams, like myself and the sergeants. We've actually put on the posters the PCSOs, the constables, the wardens, community wardens, caretakers. These are the people that the community see on a regular basis, see out on the streets, are engaging with, and these are the people that really are making a difference to the community on Oakley Vale.
And do you feel there is a real need to get closer to the community? You're not getting close enough as it is.
I'm actually very confident that we are very close to all our communities in Corby, and particularly the Oakley Vale community. For me, this is just another means of bringing to the wider community's attention all the staff from the council and local authority that are available for them to engage with, to actually speak to them, listen to their issues, and then to do something about it.
Hey, William, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.